Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I can't hear myself there, Carolyn. So there's a button or something that needs to get pushed. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. But we're here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. It is definitely me. And we've got three lines open because one of you guys, Steven, decided to join even before the show started. So thank you, Steven. We're going to do some of our normal technology news, but three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number if you want to get on with Steven. And you know, we came in, we dragged our butts in here through the snow, right? We handled ourselves and plopped our butts here in the studio to help you guys out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are simulcasting over on the old Facebook page and YouTubes if you'd like to follow us there and see what's going on here in the studio. Woohoo!
Hi.
So let's talk about technology there. Dennis, you have anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, I want to bring up something that happened at a that was revealed at a congressional hearing.
Something actually happened that was valuable at a congressional hearing?
Valuable, right. Moderately.
Okay, what do you got?
One of the chief safety officer at Waymo admitted that occasionally operators in the Philippines are guiding, for lack of a better word, autonomous vehicles that Waymo has.
So there, when you say, you know, Jesus, take the wheel, it's nothing like that.
It's, no, it's
some geek in the Philippines.
Like,
take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yikes. That's scary.
Yeah. And we had mentioned before that I think Cruise had an operation where they were constantly intervening in their self-driving vehicles.
Every four to five miles they had to get involved.
Yeah, and they eventually ended up shutting down their service completely. It doesn't sound like Waymo is going to be doing that.
No.
But this was kind of a revelation during the hearing, and, you know, some of the senators were like, wait, what? And, you know, of course, they don't have our, you know, technology news acumen, but because we had heard about this same arrangement at Cruise.
Right.
But it was a surprise to a lot of people in the room. A lot of people in the room did not know until the guy had to admit it.
Well, well, that's the thing, right? So you can't even like be on the road, Dennis, with like the wrong tint on your window, right? You can't have a busted taillight.
Oh, right.
Right. You can't have a headlight out. Your blinker has to work. But wait a minute. The government doesn't understand if the autonomy is really autonomy or not. I mean, how do you get that through DMV? We'd like to stick a bunch of cars on the road that, you know, will drive themselves. You trust us?
Okay. Well, maybe the DMVs all know about it, but the rest of us don't. And that's the issue. So I don't know.
Well, doesn't the DMV's laws come from the legislators?
Well, yeah.
So I don't know. It just seems a little backwards. But we're not. I'm not surprised. I know you're not surprised. We are both hoping, I think I shouldn't speak for Dennis, but I'm hoping autonomous cars actually are a thing someday and you can just sit there and let the car safely get you from point A to point B. That'd be wonderful.
Well, yeah, it would be. And theoretically, it has the potential to be safer than human drivers.
Of course.
Imagine. Because humans are human and we mess up all the time.
Right.
And theoretically, you know, self-driving cars can do a better job, but they're not doing it.
No.
And we don't seem to be getting to the point where they will be.
Well, we're getting there, but it's all smoke and mirrors. It's like with Elon and his, you know, autonomous vehicle software that we've known has not been that for a long time. Although I know plenty of Tesla users that will say they can turn on their Tesla and it'll take them from point A to point B. So it's getting there. I just don't know if they know that Elon's got a whole crew in the Philippines too. No, I don't know that. I don't know that to be true, but I would contend that if Waymo's doing it,
I would think they all are. Exactly. I mean, really?
Right. Would you just think about navigating right now in New England with the snow everywhere?
Right.
How an autonomous car would handle that? I mean, it's hard enough to find a lane because the cleanup of the snow has been so poor. Just imagine trying to get from point A to point B with an autonomous car trying to figure out a snowbank.
Well, consider what happened in San Francisco when the traffic lights were out.
Yeah.
And the cars just stopped.
Yeah, they
didn't go because they could tell that something was wrong.
Right.
The environment wasn't safe for them to move.
The blinking
lights. And
they
didn't move.
Yeah.
Well, they were blinking.
They were blinking.
But they could tell there was something wrong, and they knew enough not to drive anymore.
Yeah.
Which
is better than punching it.
It is a safety feature.
Yeah, it's better than punching it.
Yeah.
It's got
darn
now.
Right.
So, all right. So Waymo's got a ways to go. That's a Google product, right?
Yes. That is Google.
I don't know. In other news, College Board is banning students from using smart glasses during the SATs, Dennis.
Whoa, you think?
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. Now, I didn't even know the SATs were a thing again, because during the COVID and all the things that was going on, colleges were saying, SATs, who cares? But I guess they've realized that even at Yale and Harvard, they need remedial math. So maybe they probably should figure out if somebody knows what they're doing before they go to college. And so obviously, if you go in there with your smart glasses. Now, these smart glasses are really cool. And of course, I have been considering trying to find some smart glasses that just, again, I like smart technology that doesn't look like smart technology. I'm a big fan of the Galaxy Classic watches. They look like watches that are smart.
Yeah.
And the Meta Ray-Bans look pretty cool, but they've got the big, you can't miss the camera right there in the corner.
Right.
But there are smart glasses out there that don't do that. And you really can't tell that they're there. And they'll obviously will take a look at, if you're working on a math problem, it'll do the math problem and tell you in your ear what the answer is.
Right.
So they decided that they have to ban the smart glasses, obviously, from taking the SATs. So don't be cheating out there. I know if you ain't cheating, but in this case, don't be doing it. There's new glasses out there called the Realities Even G2. And they don't have a camera on them, so you really can't tell that they're smart. But they'll do all sorts of cool things, too. And some of these smart glasses are so cool that you don't even have to move your hands. They'll actually take your gestures. They'll see your gestures and do things based on your hand gestures that are within field of vision of the glasses. So this technology is pretty cool. And then you got to ask yourself, do you really need to take the test and go to college if you can just put on some glasses and understand? What comes to mind to me is that Catch Me If You Can guy who was like, I'm a doctor, I'm a pilot, right? He just decided, I'm a teacher. Imagine putting on the smart glasses and starting teaching French, right? I mean, the smart glasses could tell you what you're reading.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's kind of a neat technology. It's almost like the Matrix. Instead of having it loaded into your head, it's on your face, but you could really pull off a lot of stuff because you'd have the information if the smart glasses were smart enough to be whoever you wanted to be, right? And pull it off. So was it Frank Abernathy?
Frank Abernathy.
Abernathy,
I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Very smart guy.
Abagnale? No.
Abagnale. You got it. It is from Abagnale. So we'll put the story up there for you to take a look at what the folks at the College Board are trying to do to prevent cheating. Anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Yeah, we had another data breach that may have affected people that are listening to us.
Uh-huh.
Hackers leaked 5.1 million records from Panera Bread.
Oh, so they know your credit card number.
Possibly.
Yeah, most likely. But again, if you use a credit card, who cares? You're not responsible. If you use a debit card, look out. Don't be using debit cards for buying things. You're responsible for that versus a credit card in which you're not responsible for anything. So
right.
Keep that in mind. One other quick one here. Windscribe. So law enforcement seized one of their VPN servers. Now, this is an interesting story. So this is a Canadian company, a Canadian VPN provider. Doesn't know why that only they only know that this is in connection with an investigation. So Windscribe has they maintain they're maintaining that they have no identifying log or policy to protect user privacy, which means they took a server. This is in Brussels, actually. They came in, the Dutch authorities came in with without a warrant, and they just seized one of their VPN servers. So this is the other issue of, right, if it's not inside your four walls, on-prem, as it were, mm-hmm. someone else has access to your prem. Basically, here's how your server exits the premises. And they are saying that they just went in, took the server, and they're dealing with some sort of investigation. Fine. Doesn't seem very copacetic. And not that Canadian VPN provider was doing anything wrong, but somebody was. And this is the key here, though. This VPN provider does not log anything.
Right.
So there's no way for anybody to go and – well, I mean, so digitally, you could probably do a lot more than you think you can do, trying to figure out IPs based on where you're going. And again, if you're a bad guy, thankfully most bad guys aren't the sharpest tacks. So hopefully they'll be able to get their business from, and figure out what this person was doing as far as why they stole it. But the key here, why the law enforcement stole the server, the key here to understand is that when you're dealing with this technology, if it is not within your control. So again, that's why we recommend the Swiss Proton technology.
Yeah.
They're neutral.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to give anybody a server and they don't even hold the keys.
Right. And even if somehow someone did get one of their machines.
Right.
All of the data is encrypted, and they also do not maintain logs.
Right.
So what is anybody even going to get? Nothing.
Right. Not that we don't support law enforcement. Dennis and I are probably the biggest rule followers you're going to find. But sure. But we do believe in security and privacy, right? Yeah. The default is security and privacy, and law enforcement has plenty of ways to figure out how they're going to catch the bad guys versus the technology that they're going to confiscate. And there's plenty of laws that are trying to be written now, trying to ban VPN technology because of all the whole thing. I brought this up during Brian and Company show on Tuesday, where the UK is making verification harder for that folks to access Pornhub and stuff, those types of sites. So they're actually making digital verification a thing. And now they're thinking about banning VPN because they realize a 12-year-old knows how to get around that.
Right.
By simply bouncing into the same site via a different country.
Right.
So it's interesting. We'll put these stories up for you, but it is a battle out there. It's never going to be a never-ending battle. But for now, VPN is a great way to keep yourself more private. Not that you're doing anything wrong.
Right.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Steven, hang on. We're going to go to you in a minute after we take a quick break here. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we talk about is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And of course, we're going to post it. Mike G is doing it feverishly. He's posting to our Facebook page and over to our X site over at Tab Computer Sys if you follow us. We'll be right back.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. So this the reason I'm a Jet fan is because of this song.
Really?
Yes. Because I was a middle schooler when the Patriots were going to get their butts crushed by the Chicago Bears. And I was watching Al Toon on the Jets. Ken O'Brien. Those guys were doing pretty well. Gastineau, you know.
Oh,
Klecko.
I remember those guys. Yeah.
You remember them, right?
I do.
And that's because they were a great team and I picked them. Because once the Patriots just got smashed by the Bears. I mean, they're singing song before the game. I mean, you know you're going to be crushed if they're doing that to you. So that's why I'm a Jet fan, and it has not served me well.
The Jets haven't served anybody well for a long time.
No, I didn't exist since they've been in the Super Bowl. I literally wasn't on this planet. Let's go to Steven in Southington and see what he's got cooking. Hey, Steven.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning. For me, it goes back to Namath.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Were you here for that at least? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. And I had a classmate rooting for the other team. Oh, man. It was a big deal the following day.
Yeah. Yeah. He called it.
All right. So you brought up the whole thing with the windows and the glasses thing. Now, I recently saw one of the Avengers things where they have these computers and they just wand them up with their hands.
Yeah.
Is that along the same technology as the glasses?
Kind of. I mean, the smart glasses will show you or talk to you.
I just think that is so impressive.
It is. It is. It's coming. It's pretty cool. I mean, eventually, wouldn't it be great to have a holographic screen in front of you where you just kind of throw up this screen in real time that somehow projects?
It's just like Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, right, beautiful.
So
my
thought was, and I don't like giving myself away like this, but I thought that the TV set was going to be like a Saran wrap clear thing, and you could unravel it. And then there it would be. And it could be a ball. It could be a square. It could be wrinkled up or whatever. But you're going to have – it was like 15 years ago when I got that idea.
Yeah. LCDs are going to be that popular, that easy to wrap around anything eventually.
And they
exist
sphere,
now.
Which is
they
similar
do.
To that.
They have what?
The sphere.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a bunch of individual LCD screens that turned into a circle. Yeah. That's a very expensive screen.
All right. So let's go to my main topic.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking space travel. We have this thing that's going on with the, we're going to go to the moon and back.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't have the best mathematics ability. And somebody related it to me in mathematical terms. And I'm like, this person was able to calculate the speed faster than I could, imagine. And I'm like, are you serious? That's how fast they're going. So you have to, in order to leave the Earth's atmosphere, you have to be traveling at such and such speed. To me, when I think of speed in space, I always go back to the 1969 footage, when they're going around the moon, or that thing when they're traveling in the 2001, that big gigantic ship, and I swear it looks like it's going about 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's not that way, is it?
I don't think so. They're moving pretty quick.
No, it's just that what you're looking at, you're looking at an object that's moving. It's moving very fast, but there's nothing in its background.
Right, no references.
So it looks like it's standing still, but it's not. I've noticed the same thing if I've seen like a C5 taking off from, I think it was Barnes.
The Galaxy?
Or Westover in Westfield. When it's taking off, it looks like it's just hanging in the air, but, it really is moving very fast.
So these guys they don't even feel it, and they're going, how many hundreds of thousands of, or how many thousands of, tens of thousands of miles per hour are we talking here?
It's quick, but they're not feeling it because there's no gravity in space, so. We're not physicists, I'll tell you that right now.
No.
We did have a physicist that used to work for us. He probably could have explained this. But, yeah, we're just
I want to hear the actual speeds, though. You guys can calculate this out. Tell the audience how fast they're going.
How fast they're going? We'll tell them. You can Google that in 5 seconds, but we'll do that.
I'm not capable of it, but you guys can.
All right, we'll do that, Stephen. We'll let people know how fast they're going. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Stephen wants to know how fast they're going there, Dennis. Did you already figure it out?
We're getting there.
All right. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock, and feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Generally, spaceflight is not usually a topic we cover because what do we know? But, you know, I wouldn't even get into a rocket like that. Roller coasters are getting tough for me. I can't imagine strapping myself to a rocket. But we'll be here till 11 o'clock. Everything's posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And if you follow us, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, go to and ask to join the Computer Talk with Tab listener network, and we'll let you in if you're not a crackpot. We'll be right back.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. I guess he's not lying. It's true.
No, it is true.
Nothing comes close. Maybe. No, I'm going to say it. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Taking computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. And Stephen had that question of how fast are they going, Dennis?
Yeah. Escape velocity to get off the planet is 25,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
zippy.
Yeah, very zippy. And the rocket itself, while it's cruising to and from the moon, will probably be going about 22,000 miles an hour.
Gotcha.
And its re-entry velocity will be just under 25,000.
Mm.
That's when it's plunging into the, you know, ocean or wherever it's going to land.
I think they have some brakes there, though. They use a parachute, right?
Yeah. They there's a variety of techniques to deal with that. But that is the speed that it's going to hit while it's coming down.
Sounds fun. Good luck to them. It's going to be cool to go back to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Hope they brought some golf balls. In other news, as we wait for your calls, this is kind of interesting, right? So there's this. We've been talking about facial recognition for a long time, and we've been talking about it being inaccurate. Well, this story is a little different. So the software is getting better and better and better. Basically, a supermarket is sorry after the facial recognition alerted flags to the right criminal, but they punted the wrong customer.
What?
Yeah. So it fingered the right guy and just they went over to the wrong guy and booted him. This product is called FaceWatch, not to be confused with Facebook, which also has a weird misogynistic history. But FaceWatch correctly identified the man on its offenders database. So this guy had come in there and shoplifted before, and they put him on the watch list, and the software knew this was the bad guy. But the humans, like you always say, Dennis, made the error, and they went over and punted the wrong guy, and they profusely apologized to the person that they punted from the store incorrectly. But this stuff is now getting to the point where it is 99.98% accurate.
What?
According to the software, is reported 99.9% accurate and has led to a 46% reduction in logged incidents of theft.
Oh.
Harm and aggression.
For my money, that is the number that means something.
Yeah. That's a big
impact. That is the number that's huge.
also anti, you know, it takes care of antisocial behavior. So you go in there and you freak out at somebody, they're not going to let you come back in. The majority of offenders, 92%, don't return to stores with FaceWatch running. So if you have this software, if you have a big issue with theft, I mean, I was just at Stop and Shop, and I noticed they have a plastic protection over the soap.
Yeah.
Are people stealing the soap?
I guess they are. I once saw somebody fleeing a supermarket with a cart full of Tide.
What is it about soap? I mean, you're reselling it on some website?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's the jugs are big. It's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not small and valuable like jewelry, let's say.
And who goes to the black market?
Why are you choosing to steal something so unwieldy?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
And again, the purchasers of this soap, what are you doing? You're like going to some back alley, or is it some dark web site where you can get your soap a little cheaper?
I mean, saving a dollar on your jug of Tide. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It doesn't go into making anything illicit, does it? I mean, I didn't think of that, but maybe there's some chemistry I'm not aware of. But this is interesting. So face watch is a thing, and this facial recognition technology is becoming so good. And I don't know. I don't mind it if it's going to be that good. If you are somebody who's stealing, you're belligerent, you're causing problems in a store, I would rather you not be in my store. And if I could have a technology that prevents you from coming back in or tags you right away where we can get you out of there, I think it's a good thing if it's that good. We have also seen lots of issues where facial recognition can be very poor. So these guys say they're better at it than others. So we'll put a link up here. But this is coming to everything, I would suspect. I mean, you're not going to get away from this if it does that good a job. What else you got there, Dennis? Anything?
Well, I got another breach. This took place with the service called Flickr. Which back in the day used to be a thing that almost everybody used for saving and sharing photos.
Yeah.
And when Yahoo owned it, they made it very easy to use, and you could have a lot of storage for either free or almost nothing.
Yeah. I remember that.
It's changed hands a couple times. And it's more expensive than it used to be. Mm-hmm. But they had another breach. And among the things that got released in the breach are email addresses and phone numbers.
No photos?
Photos were probably breached too. Mm. But the key is that you're going to have a lot of phishing and vishing in the wake of this. Because now some bad guys have a whole lot of phone numbers and, you know, that they can call, and then email addresses that they can send their garbage too.
Yeah, I was just talking to a client. She's retired now, and she called and talked about the fact that she got a text from Apple, quote unquote, saying that her iCloud account has been breached. And of course, I told her it's not. It wasn't the case. And she knows this too, right? So she was smart enough. She took our security awareness training for about 20 years. So she's like, nope, Eric, I know. But I figure it's worth bringing up. If you get a text or anything from anybody or an email or any kind of pop up on your screen that says your such and such has been breached, call this number. It is a scam. There's so many amazing scam sites out there now as far as watching what the good guys do to the bad guys. You can really enjoy how they blow up these sites in India that are really the biggest culprits of a lot of these scams, multi-million dollar operations. We've talked about it before, where these guys probably have better health care than you and I, have a better, you know, retirement plan than you and I, and all they're doing is scamming American citizens, and they're happy to do it. So you take a look at what they're doing to you. They're just sending these emails or these phishes or these pop-ups because you don't have proper web defense running on your computer. If you had web defense running on your computer, you'd have a better chance of not seeing the pop-up. However, the phone number that Dennis just talked about, they create databases. The bad guys create whole databases. They sell the information too. And so they create the database with a phone number, email address. So now they've got Betty, who they're going to now email or reach out to and say something has happened and hope she bites. That's why these things are so important to make you aware of. Anything you get, I'll tell you right now, there's zero company that cares about you in any way that they'll reach out to you and tell you that there's a problem.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
No. So assume it's a scam if they reach out to you. Call them directly. Do never use any of the numbers they are sending you. The bad guys are sending you on the phone. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Nancy in Longmeadow next. What's going on, Nancy?
Hi. It's more like a kind of a complaint or lack of an OTP. So I'll just tell you my story. So I have an account at Santander, but Santander used to have the ability, at least they would send you an OTP to kind of like to protect your account, in my mind. I was like, great, but whatever. And so actually like maybe like a month ago, they took away that ability. They just like, oh, they said, oh, we know who you are. So therefore, unless you make, you don't have your password correct, then we'll send you an OTP. I said, oh, then after the money is already stolen. So the reason that I'm calling as well, because Webster like is merging with Santander. So I went onto the Webster account and thing online, and they said, oh, we actually recommend that you have an authenticator. And I said, oh. So I actually called the people at the Santander. I said, hey, even your group that you're taking over says you should use an authenticator because it's more safe than just using an OTP. You won't even send me an OTP. I said, how crazy is that?
It is.
And he said, oh, yes, oh, when we have to do anything or ever transferring from us as accounts for trying to help a account for somebody, they have to go through all these crazy things like an OTP thing or like authenticator thing or whatever. I said, yeah. So then you get your money, but not I don't get my money protected.
Yeah.
Does that sound crazy or what?
That does sound not good.
And he said, oh, I'll look into it. Oh, yeah. They'll always look into it.
Yeah.
It's just my rant is because even if you have tried to protect your money, then they take away the ability to even do the simpler thing with the OTP. I kept asking them, why don't you have an authenticator? Well, I guess it's because it's really like too much money to do it in my mind.
It's not too much money, I don't think.
Well, here's the thing. They obviously already are using some kind of a service and they're paying for it. But each of the entry methods that they make available, they have to pay a little more for. So it sounds like they're trying to, you know, save a little bit on their authentication bill.
Right.
Yeah. It's FDIC insured up to $250,000 at least. So maybe the moral of the story is don't keep that much in the bank.
Well, you know, on the other hand, like I said to him, well, what am I supposed to be doing? Every like day I have to check my account to see whether or not somebody got into it. It's even crazy.
That would be crazy. Don't do that,
like,
Nancy.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Oh, yeah, they always understand. But yet, like, hey, until the money gets stolen, then they'll be like, oh, well, you should have known, you know.
Well, there is that issue because there is a limit on how long they will go before they return your money. I think there's like a 6-month limit on how long they'll go. If after 6 months they may not return it if it's been pilfered. Well,
and you have to tell them, you know, you have to be able to catch it yourself and say like, oh yeah, something happened. I said like, hey, look, I said, do you yourself do that? I mean, he's, oh no, because we have all these protections for us for moving money from here to there. Well, then how come I can't have the same protection? I said, for sure, all the bank, their account things, I'm sure that they have stuff like that. Nobody just willy-nilly gets to go in and move money from here to there.
Right.
No, yeah, that's my rant.
That's a fair rant. And so obviously consider who you're going to use as a banker.
That's why I said to them, hey, you know, I was considering about like moving stuff to Webster, but now, hey, are you going to get rid of that as well? So therefore I have to go back to ye olde credit union.
Credit unions. Yeah. Nutmeg State's a good one. They support.
It has more protection than it does up at Santander or now, I guess it gets rid of from Webster.
Yeah. We just, Nutmeg State just decided to support the Southington Symphonic Band. So I'll give them a shout out. They're a good credit union to consider.
Yes, because, you know, they were kind of realized in my mind, they realized there was people that are really working and they want to protect your money rather than like, oh, yeah, hey, what's the difference or whatever.
Yep.
But anyhow.
All right, Nancy. Well, thank you for letting us know.
I'm a rant.
All right. Thanks. All right. But yeah, you want that security in your account and, you know, find the company that'll give it to you. And credit unions are a great way. They actually tend to be more consumer focused than banks in general. Heck, most banks have been the cause of all of our financial crises anyways. I just heard there's a possibility that we're going to bail out Bitcoin ding-a-ling. So if you're a bank and you're buying Bitcoin and you ask us to bail you out, I mean, you better not be. There better be some laws here where there's no banks investing in quote-unquote crypto as it tanks and you're running out of fools, because we're the fools that didn't put our money into it. So we shouldn't be bailing you out. And I did hear some discussions of that coming across some of those Senate hearings or congressional hearings with the treasurer there, talking about whether or not that could happen. It better not happen, because Bitcoin's garbage. Banking has caused so much trouble in this economy so many times. I've lived through it my entire life, from the SNL debacles to the Great Recession to the you name it. They seem to be the key of all these crashes. So if they are going to be bailed out for Bitcoin, just forget it and put it in your mattress. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. Let's get to your calls here. We're going to go to Mark in Tolland. I'm sorry, Marco in Tolland next. Hey, Marco.
All right. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have an interesting one for you. Just picked up a new PC. It's actually a gaming PC I plan on using for trading.
All right.
And it's supposed to be able to support 4 monitors right out of the box.
Nice.
One of the screens was green. And actually I returned one and the same thing's happening with this one. So I have a green screen. I'm going to give you all the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this thing is busted or it's me. Sometimes they'll all be the right color. Then one will suddenly turn green. Will flicker.
Yeah.
The screen will turn to static, like the old TVs, just static out of the blue.
Yep.
Every once in a while, all three will just turn black. I'll shut the machine down, turn it back on. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Is this a full tower? Is it a full-size computer?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got a card in there that can handle 4 monitors. Do you have 4 cables going into the back of that video card?
Just 3.
3, and you've got 1 going into some onboard video?
No, I'm just utilizing 3 of them for 3 monitors.
Okay, fine. And you've tried different ports on the 3 and get the same result? Okay. Have you changed the cables out?
I have. Yeah, I went and deleted the drivers and reinstalled them.
And you moved the cables around to see if the problem moved with it, and it doesn't?
No. Here's an interesting, another one of the symptoms. Let's say right now, if I unplug one of the screens that's functioning properly,
yep,
then the one that's green will have the right coloring. And then I plug that other one I just unplugged back in, then that one will also have the correct color. It's driving me bananas.
Yeah, I think the card's got an issue. You've updated the drivers. How old is this computer?
Brand new.
Well, you got a warranty. Yeah. Get the RMA going.
Yep, okay.
There's definitely a problem with that card. You could always move the card inside the computer itself into a different slot to see if it does a better job. And maybe even reseating the card in there might be an option, too. The pins might have shifted. Believe it or not, that's still a thing.
Okay. Move or reseat card.
Yeah. There might be no room for it to move, depending on what type of card you have in there. But definitely don't wait too long to get the RMA.
Yeah. You want to jump on this.
All right. Yeah. The same thing. This is actually the second one. I returned the first one because we thought there was something wrong with it.
The video, you returned the monitor, not the computer, right?
No, the computer. You see something wrong with the monitors?
Well, no. So this is, you've already done a whole swap of the computer for a different reason or for the same reason?
Well, the same reason.
You're kidding. And they gave you a whole different computer and you're having the same exact result?
Yeah. I mean, these monitors I was using on another computer, I didn't have any issue with them.
How old are those monitors?
Maybe a year.
Okay. They're current. That's good. All right. So you had the exact same problem. I'm guessing they gave you back the same computer.
They might have.
Yeah. They're like, this is fine. I'm giving it back.
They just shipped back the same one.
Yeah. That makes absolutely no sense to us.
Okay.
Either that or
They
bought a run of video adapters that all have the same flaw.
That happens.
You know, I was talking about the people at Geek Squad yesterday, and they said something like that happened in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does happen. Yeah, 100%. Yep.
Well, thanks very much. You guys were touching on the crypto. I was listening to you.
Yeah, I'm very anti-crypto.
About all the all the penny stocks that started with the crypto treasuries. Oh, those poor suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I mean investors. I'm sorry.
No, there's lots of scams. I'm an investor too, but I like to invest in things that throw off interest, actually heat people's homes, maybe actually provide shelter, maybe give you something to do.
Something that's real.
Yeah, versus something that's literally a digital Beanie Baby. And the fact that somebody paid $120,000 for this piece of digital Beanie Baby just a couple weeks ago is now looking at $60,000. I can't shed a tear for this. And if there are institutions, which there are, who are investing in these things and they ask us guys to bail them out, regular folks, for their idiocy.
Yep.
We have a big problem in our banking system, and that better not happen, because bailing out for Bitcoin is truly lunacy. I mean,
I wouldn't even know what to invest in.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, what's real anymore if that happens? So, but good luck, Marco, on that. And we think you got a bad run there.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
You got it, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I can get behind things that power something, provide jobs, give you some sort of interest, shelter you, provide transportation, move things. You know, Bitcoin does zero, nothing. All it does is cost us energy, cost us electricity, cost us resources.
Computational cycles.
It's a huge waste. I mean, you could heat like huge buildings with the waste of the processors that are running just to calculate how North Korea is stealing your Bitcoin. It's lunacy in itself. And if we bail these dinglings out, you guys understand it went to 60 in just a couple days, right? Yeah, it's eking back up to 69, but it was 120, 125, I think. So you're running out of fools that are willing to spend $125,000 on a Bitcoin that doesn't have any value.
Yeah.
Maybe I said, if it's a thing, I'll eat my shorts. But it doesn't look like a thing when it does what it just did. But I'll use the Tabasco if I have to eat my shorts. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Bob, hang on. We'll get to your call. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842. Enron was a thing, wasn't it?
Enron, yes.
They were a thing.
They right? were a thing.
Yeah. Wasn't it? Was it mortgage? That product that was a thing too, that kind of crashed us in 2008 when all the mortgages got put
default swaps.
Yeah. Credit default swaps is still a thing, which that should be illegal.
Yeah.
But they were putting those mortgages together and
subprime mortgage.
Subprime mortgage. Yeah. I mean, that was a thing. Bitcoin is not a thing.
Hey, it literally is nothing.
It's the bane of our existence, and it's the reason criminals use it to move things around. It's the reason Savannah Guthrie is dealing with what she's dealing with. It's the reason all of the crime that's committed with ransomware is paid in digital currency. If that didn't exist, the FBI could watch somebody try to pay a ransom with a truckload of cash. And guess what? Yeah. You're going to catch the bad guy if that's the case. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Everything we've talked about is posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you like the program, you're welcome to subscribe to our podcast. Wherever you get podcasts, whether it be Spotify or Odyssey or Amazon, you can subscribe to our little program, and it'll be delivered to you automatically via the magic of the interwebs. We'll be right back.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.